الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما: قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة فوجد اليهود صياما يوم عاشوراء، فقال: ما هذا اليوم الذي تصومونه؟ قال: هذا يوم عظيم، أنجى الله فيه موسى وقومه وغرق فرعون وقومه، فصامه موسى شكرا وأمر بصيام، ونحن نصومه. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نحن أحق وأولى بموسى منكم. فصامه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر بصيامه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Ulama-i kiram mentioned that there is one principle in Shariat, that on the basis of nisbat and association, the value of things increase exponentially. Simple example, we just passed the days of Hajj. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the tawfiq and ability to perform Hajj, Allah ta'ala has elevated that jamaat in the sense that Allah has associated that jamaat with Himself. Wherein the hadith we find, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. Allah has referred to them, they are my delegation, the delegation of Allah. So what happens? Many people are undertaking a journey. Many people are spending a lot of money, utilizing their time and their energies. This journey, the nisbat or association changed, where Allah Ta'ala said, Wafdullah, this is Allah's delegation. يُعْطِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا يُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So these people, because of this nisbat and association, what has happened? Allah has linked and associated them with Himself. So their maqam, their status has become such, whatever they will ask from Allah, Allah will give it to them. Whatever dua they will make, Allah will accept that dua. And whatever expense is incurred in this journey, Allah will give it back to them many, many times. It comes in one riwayat, for every dirham, Allah will give them 100,000 dirham in return. What has happened? What has changed? Nisbat, association. Likewise, Kaabatullah. If you look at the Kaaba, it's a building. Compare it with other buildings in the world, it's a fairly simple structure. It's a different matter that governments spend millions, if not billions, on the ghilaf, the covering around the Kaaba. But the building itself, bricks and mortar. Hardly any decoration, an absolutely simple structure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made nisbat, the association of this building with Himself. Where Allah says, Baytullah. This is not an ordinary house. It's not an ordinary building. This is Allah's house. This is Allah's house. 120 rahmats and mercies from Allah are descending, raining down upon this house. What has happened? Because of this nisbat and association, the hearts of the whole world now are linked towards this house. The thamarat and barakat and blessings of the whole world are directed towards this place. It has become the tamanna and desire wherever you are, whoever you are in the four corners of the world. Just when your eyes fall upon this house, that iman which is within you causes you to look at it with love, with desire. Causes it to look at it, in such a way that you will save for years and years. You'll go to this person and that person, make dua for me, make dua for me. Allah, make it easy for me. For what? For me to make ziyarat of Baytullah. Simple building. What happened? Baytullah. Nisbat, association with Allah. The entire value of it changes. In exactly the same way, my respected brothers, this month of Muharram. Riwayat of Muslim Sharif. Sahih riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this month of Muharram as Shahrullah. The month of Allah. Allah's month. Muharram is Allah's month. This salient nisbat association, sharafat, dignity was given to this month only. Even Ramadan is not referred to as the month of Allah. Muharram specifically, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is Shahrullah. In fact, the name Muharram comes from the root word hurmat, which means something that is sacred, something that is muqaddas, something that is muazzam. Allah has elevated it. Allah has given it sharafat. Allah has given it taqaddus. Allah has given it sacredity. Allah has given it honor. Allah has given it nobility. The Islamic calendar, our Islamic year, starts with this month. On the one hand, this is a wake-up call. A wake-up call. We heard just now in the Isha Salah, how many qasams and oaths Allah Ta'ala takes on aspects of time. Wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, wal-shafa, wal-watr, wal-layli idha yasr, by the oath of the dawn, by the oath of the 10 nights, by the oath of the night as it passes the day, by the oath of the 9th day, by the oath of the 10th day, by the even, by the odd. Elsewhere in the Quran, was-subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. Elsewhere in the Quran, wal-nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Elsewhere, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Elsewhere, وَالْعَصْرِ, by the oath of time itself. Not only does Allah take qasam and oath on time, aspects of time, those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths, Allah is conscientizing you and I, waking you and I up. This is a wake-up call. This is a reminder that not only is gold and silver and degrees and position and status and material wealth of this world valuable, but your most precious commodity, that commodity which is not expendable, you will never ever get it back. The most valuable mata which Allah has blessed each and every one of you with is time. Time. That day that dawns, Abu Nu'aym mentions in his Hilya, The saying of Hassan Basri rahimahullah, each day as it dawns, it comes with this message, Yabna Adam, Inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fima ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal fiya mastata'ta min khayr, fa'inni in dhahabtu, lan arji' ilaykum abada. Each day, wal-laylu yaqulu mithlu dhalik, and each night, as it dawns upon you, it comes with this message, O humanity, inni khalqun jadid, I am a new creation of Allah. One more extension, one more chance, one more opportunity Allah has given you. Ana khalqun jadid. However, do not take me for granted. Don't while me away. Don't waste me away. Why? Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Every action, every deed by which you will populate this day or night, the manner in which you will spend this day or night, Allah's guardians, Allah's angels are writing it down. Ma min qawlin. Illa ma yalfidhu min qawlin. Illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every word you utter. Every word you utter. Look at what Quran is saying. Ladayhi raqibun atid. Allah's guardians are overlooking you. They are waiting. Each utterance. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ra'isul Mufassirin, when he makes tafsir of this, he says, Kullu ma takallama Ibn Adam. Every word that comes out of the mouth of Ibn Adam, even meaningless words, even mundane activities, akaltu, dhahabtu, jitu, dakhaltu, I ate, I walked, I entered, I left. He says, everything is written down. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah's guardians are there. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Each thing is being recorded. And on that day, which Quran describes, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Allah says, the pages will be opened up in front of you. That time they will exclaim, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allahu Akbar. Look at the way Quran opens up this reality. When your life's report, when your balance sheet will be opened up before you on that day, what will the reaction be? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What type of book is this? What type of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرًا. Nothing has been left out. Not the insignificant, not the major. Every aspect of my life. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Every action, every utterance, they will find it in front of them. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah says, every human being, without exception, كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ, we will hang around his neck the balance sheet of his entire life. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. And on that day we will open up in front of him. And then we will say to him, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. Read your own book. Read your own book. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. And you take your own hisab. You take your own reckoning. You decide for yourself. وَأَنَا فِيمَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. Every day, every night is sounding out this message for us. Do not take me for granted. Populate me in a beneficial manner. Value this day. Value this night. Why? Because the manner in which you populate me tomorrow, this day and this night will be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you in Allah's court. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ فَعْمَلْ فِيَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So populate me correctly. Why? فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once this day is gone, once this night is gone, this is that commodity. This is that commodity. This is that bounty of Allah. This is that favor of Allah, which is never ever coming back. It's not gonna come back. This is Allah's sunnah. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, great muhaddith and scholar. I've mentioned this many times. He compiled a book in which there were 40,000 ahadith. And then he said, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you will practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent to practicing on these 40,000 ahadith where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm not translating literally, I'm explaining the meaning of the hadith. He said, there are two ni'mats, two bounties, two priceless favors of Allah. Majority of my ummah will only realize the value of this after it is too late. One is as-sihha, one is your health, and the other is faragh, and the other is free time. Health and time. Health and time, don't take it for granted. Today you are healthy, what you can do for your qabr and akhirat, what you can do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan's chalaki, shaitan's cunningness, he won't tell you don't do it. He won't tell you don't give the 4 months. He won't tell you don't make tawbah. He won't tell you don't get your financial affairs in order. He won't tell you don't start making your 5 times salah regularly. He won't tell you don't make tahajjud. He won't tell you don't keep nafil fast. Shaitan is too cunning for that. Shaitan will tell you delay. Don't do it now, do it later on. Don't do it now, do it later on. Don't do it now, do it later on. It is this trap. It is this trap that Quran and Hadith constantly warns us about. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these two bounties, majority of my ummah will only realize the value when it is too late. And it is Allah's sunnah. It is Allah's sunnah. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. And when that time comes, no extension will be given to anyone. Muharram has come. New year has come. One more year Allah is giving us. One more extension Allah is giving us. This is not a cause for celebration. Come out of the deception of the forces of batil. They celebrate anniversary, they celebrate birthday, they celebrate new year. You celebrate when you have a cause for celebration. What is the cause for celebration? You have gained something. Allah's creation time is not advancing, it is receding. Sit in a car, sit in an aeroplane, sit in a train, apply energy, it goes forward. The tragedy that is facing you and I mentioned this many times, my respected brothers, is that we think that time is moving forwards. Time is not moving forwards. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Time is receding. Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, describes it like this. He says, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum wa-dunya tutwa miwaraikum. He says, your mort, your death, has caught you by your forelock. It's right in front of you. Death is right in front of you. Qabr is in front of you. Akhirat is in front of you. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida wa narahu qariba. Allah says they think it is very far away. Wa narahu qariba. We are telling you it is very, very near. Al-mawtu ma'qudun min awasikum wa dunya tutwa min waraikum. And this life is being wrapped up behind you. As an ummah today, where do we find the time for useless football matches, for useless sports amusements, for useless novels, for hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. What excuse are we giving when it is brought to our attention by what are you doing? Kya kar rahe? What are you doing? What is the response that is given? I am whiling away the time. I am passing time. Main waqt ko guzar raha hu. I am whiling away the time. As if that time has no value. Once it is gone, are we going to get it back? Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribh wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. He says, pagal, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Whereas the reality is that every day that passes is taking you closer to your maut, your ajal, your qabr. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So wake up. Now is the time to prepare. Now is the time to make tawbah. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Because profit and loss is not the size of your bank balance. Profit and loss is your amal. That hole in the ground is not a hole in the ground. It is sanduqul amal. It is the collection of your deeds. If salah was there, it will be a protection at your head. Fasting will be a protection at your chest. Quran will be a protection at your feet. Each of these actions by which you will populate this time will be a fortress, will be a protection for you. إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. Instead of heeding my warning, the poet says, every time a new year comes, every time a birthday comes, every time an anniversary comes, this occasion, that occasion, you renew your happiness, your vigor, your joy. Why don't you realize, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي. All that new year or that hallmark by which the movement and the ravages of time I acknowledge and recognize, all it represents is a sword that has slashed away at your life. That section is lost and it is never ever coming back again. We are the ummah of the Quran. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ummah that has in front of us a rich seerah and a legacy. We are not an ummah that celebrates New Year's or birthdays. We are an ummah that makes shukr to Allah, that Allah has given us another chance and opportunity. We are an ummah that makes tawbah, that turns in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to what we were mentioning, Muharram, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shahrullah, this is the month of Allah. In that hadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this, our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws our attention to two things. It's not my intention to have a long program, nor is it my intention to give a conventional bayan, but muzakara, so that we take home something, so that we bring amal in our lives. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afdalus siyam ba'da ramadan shahrullah alladhi tad'unahu muharram wa afdalus salati ba'da al fariida qiyamul layl. Aw kama qala an nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mafhum of the hadith, after ramadan there is no fast that you will keep that is more virtuous in the sight of Allah than the fast of the month of Allah. The fast of the month of Allah, that which is called Muharram. My Nabi said, fast in this month. One is the fast of Ashura. Ahtasibu inda Allah an tukaffira as-sanata allati qablahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have this hope from my Allah that the one who will fast on the day of Ashura, Allah will forgive 1 year's sins. The sin of the past year will be wiped away through the mercy of Allah. Allah has elevated this month. Allah has associated this month with Himself. This is Allah's mercy. This is Allah's compassion. This is Allah's kindness. Obviously, the lengthy hadith I mentioned in the beginning, we hear in many bayans, we read in many places of the significance of Ashura. This happened on Ashura, that happened on Ashura, that happened on Ashura. The fact of the matter, my respected brothers, if we have to holistically look at seerah, and if we have to holistically study Shariat, the first thing we need to understand is that this day of Ashura and this month of Muharram was not just sacred to this ummah, but its sacredity is coming from the past. Right from other Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, as far back as Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, their ummahs also regarded Muharram and Ashura to be sacred. The Arabs of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs of ignorance, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also counted Muharram as a sacred month. So this is not an ordinary month. Many things are ascribed about the day of Ashura. However, like I said, holistically, we have to stick to what is authentically proven. Other things are there. True or untrue, Allah knows best. But authentically, in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, which I mentioned, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verifies this, that on this day Allah saved Musa alayhi salam and his nation from the tyranny of Fir'aun. Time is limited. Very briefly, Quran describes this incident. The tyranny of Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam and his people are leaving. They are followed by the army of Fir'aun. In front of them is the ocean. Behind is the army of Fir'aun. What is the reaction of Bani Israel? Go back, destruction. Go forward, destruction. Inna, qala ashabu Musa, inna lamudrakun. The companions of Musa alayhi salam said, inna lamudrakun, we are destroyed. What was the reaction of the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Kalla, kalla, never. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Verily my Allah is with me, and Allah will very soon open a way. Sabak of Iman, we are taught, in the face of the most frightening of odds, never turn your attention away from the Qudrat of Allah. Bring your yaqeen on Allah. Bring your conviction upon Allah. Whatever odds, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty, no matter how impossible the situation is, put your trust upon Allah. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Allah Ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam, anidrib bi'asaka al-bahar, strike the ocean, fanfalaqa, fakana kullu firqin kattawd al-azim. When he strikes the ocean with his asa, with his staff, 12 pathways are opened up. The water rises up. This goes against the very nature of water. It becomes 12 boundaries, 12 pathways. Quran uses the word kattawd al-azim. Like huge mountainous walls, the water is erected. Bani Israel had 12 tribes. That is why 12 pathways are opened up. Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, they cross over. Fir'aun seeing this, temporarily the veil falls over his aqal and intelligence. Thinks to himself, Nauzubillah, Musa alayhi salam is a sahir, is a magician. So no problem, they went across, we also can go across. Allah allows them to enter. Right when they are in the depths of the ocean, Bani Israel have come out. At that time, the command of Allah, the water comes together. Fir'aun and his army, now they are in the depths of the ocean. What happens? Amantu billadhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana minal muslimin. Sabak, lesson for you and I to learn. Fir'aun, now he is facing imminent doom. So now he says, I bring Iman. I bring Iman upon the Lord of the Bani Israel. I bring Iman on the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam. Ana minal Muslimin. I am a Muslim. I am a person of Iman. I am prepared to follow the religion of Musa alayhi salam. Now I make Tawbah. But the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the doors of Tawbah, the doors of repentance are open. Ma lam yugharghir. My Nabi said, Allah will accept your tawbah. Allah will accept your repentance. Allah will forgive you no matter how great a sinner you are, as long as you make the tawbah before the signs of death are in front of you. For Fir'aun it was too late. Al-an. Allah says too late. Why? Because now death is in front of him. وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You were disobedient before. We gave you chance upon chance upon chance. Yet you spread fitna. You spread mischief upon the earth. But what was the consequence? What was the consequence? And this is important. Let us take the sabak. Let us take the lesson. The next verse, Surah Yunus, what does Allah say? فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Allah says, it is our decision, Fir'aun, that we will preserve you. You are going to face destruction forever. Why? The tawbah is too late. But your body will be preserved. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Your body will be preserved. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. So that it is a sign for those who will come after you. It is sabak. It is ibrat. It is lesson. And then Quran says, Allah laments. Allah laments. Majority of the people are oblivious of our signs. Normally, a dead body rots. It is eaten up by the earth. It is not preserved. Allah made the allowance in the case of the body of Fir'aun that it was preserved. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Historians record that the body rose up from the bottom of the ocean. Then it lay on the side of the trunk of a tree for a little while. Thereafter, authentic history is silent about what happens to this body. In the Bible, obviously they altered the Bible. Bible, the correct Bible was revealed upon Isa alayhi salam. But after that it was adulterated. In the book of Exodus it is mentioned that the body of Fir'aun was destroyed and drowned. Only Quran said no, that body was not destroyed. That body was not drowned. 1881, on the banks of the river Luxa in Egypt, they found a few mummies that had been kept, preserved. These were then taken. Thereafter, great research was done. And eventually it was arrived at the conclusion that Ramesses II, that mummy was the Fir'aun of the time of Musa alayhi salam. And up till today, the preserved remains of Ramesses II can be found in the Royal Museum of the Egyptian mummies in Cairo. Those that have been and visited have actually seen the remains of Fir'aun, where Allah promises in the Quran that his body will be preserved as a sign, as a sabak, as a lesson. And those that have seen it, the mouth is wide open, like when someone faces something that is frightening, someone faces something that shocks him. That expression is locked on the face of Fir'aun right up till Qiyamah. Sabak and ibrat and lesson. That was the day, it was the day of Ashura, on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the nation of Musa alayhi salam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. It was the day that finally the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was accepted. What did he do? He made shukr to Allah. What was the shukr? Fasting on the day of Ashura. Bani Israel also fasted. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preserved this amal for his ummah. But, like we mentioned previously, Allahu Akbar. Look at the lesson. Look at the lesson. لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became cognizant that the Jews are fasting on the day of Ashura. My ummah is fasting on the day of Ashura. My Nabi, even in ibadat, forget in dressing. Forget in dressing. Forget in hairstyle. Forget in your cultural norms. Forget in your habits. Forget in your wedding ceremonies. Forget in your businesses. Where my Nabi has warned, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. If you imitate a nation, Allah will resurrect you with them. Allah will resurrect you with whom you imitate. This warning is given. What does that warning refer to? That warning refers to your dressing, refers to your nikahs, refers to your business practices, refers to your way of life. Shariat does not even tolerate that you imitate the Jews and Nasara in ibadat also. Ibadat is something good. The Jews are fasting, it is something good. If this ummah had to imitate them in that, even that is not tolerated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where my Nabi said, next year I will fast on the 9th. So ulama say that fast on the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. Why? Because you don't want to create even this iota, mild symbolism, where you are imitating the practice of the Jews. Our Shariat is distinct in every aspect. This sabak and lesson, coming back to the fast, nafil fast, nafil fast. After Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba say, the month that he would prefer was Muharram. But if we look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Monday and Thursday my Nabi would fast. He would fast on Ayyam-e-Bir, the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Populate this month of Muharram with extra nafil fast. Fast on the 9th and 10th, 10th and 11th. Fast on the other days of this month. Fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Increase the sunnah of fasting. Man sama yawman ibtigha'a wajhillah ba'adahu Allah ta'ala min nari jahannam kabu'di ghurabin tara wa huwa farakhun hatta mata harima. Oh, kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the analogy my Nabi gives sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says a pigeon is just born, then it starts flying. From infancy, it doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't sleep, hypothetically. For its entire life, this pigeon flies and flies and flies and flies and flies till it reaches adulthood. Then it reaches old age, till eventually it drops dead. That distance it has covered, my Nabi said, for one nafil fast, Allah will distance you from Jahannam in return for that fast. Such a Shariat we have been given. Such encouragement we have been given to fast. Fast outside Ramadan also. As-sawmu junnah. This is a shield for you from Jahannam. This is something Allah loves. Kulu washrabu hani'am bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Surah Al-Haqqa. Allah describes those who will receive their book of deeds in the right hand. One of the ni'mats that will be given to them, eat and drink, kulu washrabu, hani'a, with pleasure, with ease. This is a recompense, a return for what you put forward in the days in the dunya, the hardships you underwent. Mujahid, great, great, great mufassireen in the tafsir of this verse, they say, nazalat fis sawam. This verse was revealed referring to those who used to fast. That day will come, Allah will say, eat and drink now. Why? Taraka ta'amahu. Taraka ta'amahu. Wa sharabahu. Wa ladhatahu lillah. They gave up their food. They gave up their drinks. They gave up their halal partners for the sake of Allah. عوضه الله خيرا من ذلك طعاما وشرابا لا ينفد وأزواجا لا تموت. Mujahid says, in return for this, Allah will give them food and drink that is better, that will never come and come to an end. The food and drink of Jannah. And Allah will give them wives that will never die, that will be their partners forever and ever. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, those who keep nafil fast on the day of judgment, a dastarkhan will be set up for them underneath the arsh of Allah. They will be eating merrily, they will be happy, they will be laughing, while the hisab and reckoning of the rest will be taking place. The others looking at them eating merrily underneath the arsh of Allah, they will say, ma balu haula yaakulun wa nahnu nuhasab. They will say, what has happened? How is it they are eating and enjoying themselves and our reckoning is taking place? The malaika will say to them, kanu yasumun wa antum tuftirun. They used to fast in the dunya while you were making iftar. Today your hisab will take place while their iftar will take place underneath the arsh of Allah. This is the opportunity we have. Increase nafil fast. Increase sunnah fast. There is one door of Jannat, Rayyan. Allah has reserved this door of Jannat for those who will fast excessively. These occasions, Muharram, Ashura, it's not just for bayan. Not just for us to listen to one talk. But the niyat for amal should be there. That bring alive our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he spoke of Muharram, he encouraged his ummah to increase. He said there is no nafil fast after Ramadan, which is farz. There is no fast that is more virtuous than the fast of the month of Muharram, particularly Ashura. Particularly Ashura, the last year's sins will be forgiven. And in that same hadith, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afdalu salah ba'da al-fariza. One is the five salah of the day. After that, the most virtuous salah. The most virtuous salah. Qiyamul layl. Qiyamul layl. Give some section of your night to Allah. Give some section of your night to Allah. Hiya da'bu salihin. This is how you will emulate the salihin. This is how you will emulate those who had pleased Allah. Quran. How many verses of the Quran? Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'a. Yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما ومن أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربي. These are general verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the virtue of tahajjud. Then Allah in the Quran directly addresses Imamul Anbiya, the greatest of Allah's creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly commanded in the Quran that, O my Nabi, قال لنبيه ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا ومن الليل ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار. How many verses? How many verses in the Quran Allah describes the night of this ummah? One verse which I recited just now, Allah describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Direct address, inna rabbak, verily your Rabb, the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya'lam knows, annaka taqumu adana min thuluthay al-layl, wa nisfahu wa thulutha. Allah says, my Nabi, your Rabb knows that sometimes two-thirds of your night is spent in tahajjud salah. In the summer months, if the night is 12 hours long, what is Quran telling us? More than 6 hours Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend on the musalla in tahajjud. आशिके रसूल कहना बहुत आसान है. To say I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am muttabi'a Rasul, I follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's very easy. But for that ittiba to have some meaning, there has to be some link between our night and the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some link between our night and the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tahajjud is the alamat of ishq. It is the sign of true love for Allah. Like the poet says, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dard sa jigar mein hota hai, hum raat ko ut ut rote hai, jab sara alam sota hai. The fire of Allah's ishq. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions the riwayat, kadhaba man idda'a mahabbati, كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. The one who says that he loves Allah, the one who says that he loves Allah, and the nightfall descends and his entire night is spent on the warm bed, he is a liar in his claim. كَذَبَ, he is a liar in his claim. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not every lover wish for some quality time, some solitude time that he spent with his beloved? Does not every lover desire that? ثَلَاثَةٌ. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time is limited, I'm not going to go into detail. Just one or two hadith. ثَلَاثَةٌ. ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَضْحَكُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُ بِهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some people they are, Allah loves them. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Smiling is not literal. This indicates Allah's mercy, Allah's pleasure. Allah, I'm literally translating. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Who? الَّذِي لَهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ وَفِرَاشٌ حَسَنٌ. The one who has a beautiful partner, wife or husband, has a warm bed. But the fire of Allah's ishq and muhabbat does not allow him to spend the entire night upon that bed. يَذَرُ. He leaves that bed. Allah addresses his malaika. Ya malaikati, unzuru ila abdi, tara min firashihi, wa witaihi, wa taraka hibbahu ila salati, raghbatan fima indi, shafakatan mimma indi. Allah says, O my malaika, look at that slave of mine. He gave up his warm bed. He gave up his blanket. He gave up his comfort. He gave up his beautiful partner. He gave up his warm partner. Now he is standing in front of me. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَقَدْ. If he wanted, he could have slept the entire night. But no, the fire of my ishq and muhabbat is causing him to stand in front of me. Why? رَغْبَةً مِمَّا عِنْدِي شَفَقَةً فِي مَا عِنْدِي. He desires my jannat. He fears my azab. It comes in riwayat, O my malaika, you be a witness. أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْطِيهِمْ أَنْ أَقْذِفَ مِنْ نُورِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The first thing I will give him is that I will put my noor into his heart. وَالثَّانِي لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعَ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ لَاسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ. The second thing, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be in his scale of good deeds, this will still be too less for what I want to give him. And the third, that day is coming, it will be me and him. My jannat will be in front of him. Allah will say to him, take whatever you want from the treasures of Allah. Give some section of this night for Allah. أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة قيام الليل. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous salah after the fara'is, قيام الليل, is to give some section of the night to Allah. Muharram is a wake-up call. Muharram is a reminder. As we mentioned, the sacredity, nobility of Muharram and Ashura was established before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was reaffirmed in the Shariat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, on this I will terminate just a few minutes. We have become an ummah to a very large extent that have become used to rituals, symbols, haqaiq, reality, asbaq, lessons. Unfortunately, this escapes us. 12 days Rabiul Awal, we speak of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 10 days Muharram, many, many masajid. The incident of Karbala, the shahadat of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is remembered and spoken about. But not one person whose business is steeped in riba makes tawbah. Not one person whose life is away from sunnah makes tawbah. Not one person who is away from the masjid makes tawbah. What sabak have we taken? What have we learned? As I mentioned, this was Allah's favor that Allah chose that day for the shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Greater personality than Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that personality who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. He said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I have two ministers on the earth, two ministers in the heavens. My two ministers in the heavens are Jibrail and Mikail alayhimus salam. My two ministers on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion he said, Umar, your example is like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Abu Bakr, your example is like Ibrahim alayhi salam. On one occasion, he said, Umar, your example is like Musa alayhi salam. Abu Bakr, your example is like Isa alayhi salam. On one occasion, he said, on no issue will the rai and opinion of Abu Bakr and Umar concur, and I will oppose that. I will always follow their opinion when they unite on any issue. One occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. My Nabi holds the hands of both of them, raises it up like this, and he says, "Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyama." Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Abu Bakr on my right side, Umar on my left side. On the day of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is looking at pride, at the galaxy of Sahaba, and Allah is looking specifically at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Glad tiding upon glad tiding upon glad tiding. It was not coincidence. This was selection from Allah. Every year with Muharram comes the reminder. First of Muharram was the day that Mubarak, Muqaddas personality, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, finally succumbed to his wounds. Kamil shahadat. It was the 27th of Zulhijjah, attacked on the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi. Imam of Masjid al-Nabawi. Khilafat of 2,200,000 square miles. Dagger pierced into his stomach. He was carried away. 2 or 3 days, we went through the rigors of his illness till eventually he succumbed on the 1st of Muharram. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? He was constantly between state of consciousness and unconsciousness. Each time he would regain consciousness, the first question that he would ask, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? As the time for salah come, and he would say, La hadza fil Islam, liman taraka salah. The one who will not perform his salah regularly, there is no share in Islam for him. There is no share in Islam for him. In that condition, they did not give up salah. In Muharram, acknowledge the shahadat. In Muharram, this ummah is reminded of this great loss where Allah elevated him to the position of shahadat. Allah made him his shaheed. He left behind this sabak, this lesson. We speak about the loss, we don't take the lesson. The other hand, Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, occasion is too limited to speak of the manaqib. This is Ahle Bayt. This is Ali Rasul. One Sahabi says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadhummu ilayhi Hasanan wa Husaynan. He says, I saw my Nabi cuddling the two babies, holding them very, very close. And then, in that moment of love and affection, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahuma. Oh Allah, I love them, so you love them. Now the riwayat, man ahabbani faqad ahabba hadain. He said, the one who loves me loves them. The one who loves me loves them. One sahabi says, kharaj alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu Hasan wa Hussein. هذا على عاتقه الواحد وهذا على عاتقه الآخر وهو يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. He says Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his house. On his one shoulder was Hassan, on the other shoulder was Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, the grandchildren. What was he doing? يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. Kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one. So much of love he had for them. Such overt public displays of affection for one's children and grandchildren by a leader was something that was anathema. It was not part of their culture. That openly in public you show how much love you have for your children or grandchildren. So one elderly person said, إِنَّكَ لَتُحِبُّهُمَا. Ya Rasulullah, you love them? Ya Rasulullah, you love them? He said, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّهُمَا. Allah's qasam, I love them. مَنْ أَحَبَّهُمَا فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا فَقَدْ أَبْغَضَنِي. The one who loves them loves me. The one who hates them hates me. Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul, such maqam, such status, loving them is part of Iman. Revering and honoring them is part of Iman. These were the direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few minutes I'm taking extra. Ibn al-Jawzi, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, if you want to understand the maqam of this family. Alim of the 5th century of Islam, in his Kitabul Birri wa Sila, he mentions one incident, that there was one woman who had a few small children. She was from Ali Rasul. She lived in Khurasan. Husband passed away, faced dire financial straits. So she migrated to Samarkand. When she migrated to Samarkand, she went to the governor of Samarkand. She said, she left her children in the courtyard of the masjid, went to the palace of the governor and said to him, my children are hungry, they are starving. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gift us something, assist us. The governor says, everyone who wants help or assistance comes and says that they are from Ahle Bayt. What proof do you have that you are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Heartbroken, she goes away. She's given some information that there is a Parsi, fire worshipper, who is very generous. Brink of starvation, circumstances compel her. She goes to the house of that Parsi. When he hears from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opens his doors, sends his servants, fetches her children from the courtyard of the masjid, makes istiqbal of this family, honors this family. That night, the governor of Samarkand sees a dream. Beautiful palace in Jannat. At the entrance to that palace is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overjoyed to see Jannat, to see my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is the palace of an ummati of mine. So he says, I am your ummat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face turns in anger towards him. And he says to him, bring some proof. My daughter came to you in her time of need. You asked her for proof. Now you also bring proof. Wakes up, realizes the error, rushes, makes inquiry. Where is this family? Finds out that they are at the home of that Parsi, fire worshipper. Goes to him. I am the governor. On my authority, cede this family over to me. That Parsi says, ask me for anything else. Ask me for everything I own. I'm prepared to give it to you. This family I will never part with. The governor says to him, that how can you say that? We are believers. They are from us. You are a disbeliever. They are not from you. He says, hold on. When I open my door to this family, Allah opened my heart to hidayat. And my entire family accepted Islam. And that same dream which you were looking at, when my Nabi sent you away, my Nabi made my istiqbal and welcomed me. I will part with anything, but I will never part with this family. That type of a family, that type of link, that type of association, it was the boiling sands of Karbala, 61st year of Hijrah, 10th of Muharram. 3 days their food and water had been cut off. 52 remained at the time of Salah. 52 remained at the time of Salah, Friday. Obviously not Jummah, on the battlefield Zohar will take place. Right hand side flag bearer, Zuhair bin Qayn. Left hand side flag bearer, Habib bin Mutahhir. He sends Zuhair bin Qayn to Shimr. They are 52 remaining in number. From them 16, Ali Rasul, direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The appeal is made. Halt the battle. 3,000 are facing them. Halt the battle. Why? Why halt the battle? Halt the battle so that we can perform our salah. Halt the battle so that we can perform our salah. Today, the Ashik Rasul of today, who is in college, says that I found it difficult to take my shoes and socks out. That is why I made my salah qada. Business was too busy. Shop was too busy. I was on some shopping expedition, the housewife says. Salah upon salah is made qada. Tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr, what will the situation of this masjid be? My respected brothers, let us not be an ummat of symbols. Let us not be an ummat of rituals. Take the sabak. Take the lesson, shedding a few tears over these muqaddas lives that have been lost. Obviously we feel the pain. No one can recount that incident without feeling the pain. Iman demands that. But take the lesson. Make tawbah. Change our lives. If we are oppressing someone, ask ourselves the question, do we want to be raised tomorrow in which saf? Do we want to be raised in the saf of the zalimin, the oppressors? Or do we want to be raised in the saf of the leader of the mazlumin, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala? Don't be the oppressor, become the oppressed one. Give up your right, preserve the unity, protect family ties, protect unity in the ummah. Take the lesson, take the sabak. They refuse to hold the battle. What does he do? He divides his companions. 26 faces the enemy while 26 perform salah. Their water had been cut off. One wonders how they even made wudu. Probably they made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. And then that salah that was performed, in what condition? Someone with his head bleeding, someone with his neck bleeding, someone with his hand bleeding, someone with his chest bleeding. How that ground must have embraced them when they made that sajda. How that ground must have embraced them, because by the time the asr of that day had come, every one of them had become shaheed. The sabak was etched in the sands of time that deen and shariat will not be compromised. Even if blood has to be spilled, the family, the blood of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spilled, but deen and shariat will not be compromised. We have to become the flag bearers to uphold the symbols of Islam, not compromise the symbols of Islam. These are the lessons, these are the asbaq that we are supposed to be revisiting every year in Muharram. When we speak of Muharram, when we speak of Karbala, we are supposed to revisit these lessons at least this much. Everyone, make this intention that from now till I die, 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. And call the ummah to the masjid. This is not the work of the tabligh jamaat only. This is the responsibility of the entire ummah to link and attach the entire humanity with the masjid. This is the fortress and the protection of iman and deen. Tide of fitna is around us. Ashura has come. This is a day, just to terminate one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man wassa ala iyalihi yawma Ashura, wassa Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi." The one who increases his generosity upon his immediate family members On the day of Ashura, Allah will increase his generosity upon him for the rest of the year. Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, is one of the narrators of this hadith, says, Jarrabnahu, I tested this for 50 or 60 years, فَمَا وَجَدْنَا إِلَّا خَيْرًا, and I saw the benefit of it every year. What does it mean? Tahreef, unfortunately, we make in deen, we tend to adulterate deen. Doesn't mean give gifts or have celebrations on Ashura, no. It means whatever you spend normally on your family members, immediate family members, on the day of Ashura, let there be tawsi. Increase the generosity according to your capability. Allah will be generous to you for the rest of the year. But with this, tawbah, with this taking count of our lives, with this reflection, and most importantly, do not delay. Do not delay in our tawbah. Do not delay in our repentance. Do not delay in turning towards Allah. This is a very Mubarak month, and this is a very Mubarak day that is coming. It is a day of the acceptance of dua. It is a day of by which Allah Ta'ala removed great, great adversities of the nations of the past. So whatever adversity or difficulty or hardship we are facing, place it before Allah with conviction upon Allah. Allah will remove the adversity and hardship. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسر لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, 1 year has passed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every second, every moment of our disobedience of this last year and our entire lives is like an open book in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this day of Ashura which is coming, it's mentioned in the riwayah that this is the day when you accept repentance, when the doors of your mercy are opened, Ya Allah. This is the day when you saved great, great nations of the past from tyranny and from oppression. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our book of sins, our lives that are drowning in your disobedience is an open book in front of you. Ya Allah, through the barakah of this coming day, we beseech you, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is facing great difficulty, Ya Allah, whether it is Syria, whether it is Yemen, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Burma, whether it is India, whether it is Sudan, whether it is Africa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today are drinking the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rope that you have given them is such that they are swallowing up the morsels of this ummah. Ya Allah, their enmity and their oppression is not receding, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it was the day of Ashura that you saved the nation of Musa alayhi salam. You saved the Bani Israel from the tyranny of Firaun. Ya Allah, save this ummah from the Firauns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are oppressed, help and assist them, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters are hungry, feed them, Ya Allah. They are without clothes, clothe them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and their hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the crying of the mothers of this ummah, the crying of the babies of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these cries are renting the atmosphere and the environment, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our sins, no doubt it is our transgressions that has brought this situation, Ya Allah, but on behalf of the entire ummah, Ya Allah, we are asking for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. You have said in your Quran, Inni ana al-ghafurur rahim. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahmah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let this be the Ashura of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ya Allah, change the tide, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America, give Australia, give Asia, give China, give Europe, Ya Allah. Give Africa Hidayat, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, Ya Allah, melt their hearts, soften their hearts, Ya Allah. Give them Hidayat also, Ya Allah. If Hidayat is not Muqaddar from them, Ya Allah, remove the obstacles of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Protect the Qaddusat, the Muqaddasat of the Ummat. Protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Bring the Ummat back to the Masjid, Ya Allah. Save us from Haram, save us from Haram, save us from Haram. Let our risk and our sustenance be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hame halal, barkat wale, bila haddu hisab, bila jaddu juhud, afiyat wali, barkat wali rozi, tere ghaybi khazane se ata farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Grant us the qualities of iman, tawakkul, taqwa, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from negative qualities, from hatred, from enmity, from disunity, from jealousy, from malice, Ya Allah. Let us not be a source of disunity. Unite the ummah, soften our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be joy and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Accept this ummah for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, strengthen it and take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and accept it, Ya Allah. Let there be barakah and khair in it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our families, Ya Allah. Our parents, we can never repay them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon them, Ya Allah, as they were kind to us and brought us and nurtured us up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as and a mutawakkil of du'as, Ya Allah, and are hopeful of du'as and have requested du'as, and our asatizai kiram, and our elders, and our kabirin, Ya Allah, and our families, Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all their jais, hajat, and needs and necessities, Ya Allah. Remove and alleviate the difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. 1 year has passed, Ya Allah. We are gone 1 year closer to the qabr. Aksar zindagi to guzar gayi. Majority of our lives have gone, Ya Allah. We will not be able to turn the clock back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that when the inevitable time of our departure comes from this world, that that day is a day of regret, Ya Allah. Let it be a day of happiness. Let it be a day of joy, Ya Allah. Ij'al khayra amalina wa akhiraha. Wa khayra amalina khawatima. Let our last day be the best day. Be the day